Have you seen the most recent Google video on curl budget? If not, you're going to want to get the crib notes in today's SEO tip. Hello, thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. Google released another great SEO myth-busting video that's a, quote, must-watch. I've rewatched it multiple times. And here are my crib notes. So they talk about how it's more accurate to talk about crawl budget in relation to two different terms. Crawl rate, which is how much stress Google puts on your server before it crashes, and crawl demand, the fact that Google needs to be conservative with its resources, but when the demand for your content increases, Google then increases the amount it crawls your site. And that depends on when the content was last changed, and Google in general needs to keep track of how often content or information is changing, or the change frequency. Ultimately, only large sites need to be worried about crawl limits. Those are sites with millions of URLs, unless you have what they talked about as a flaky server setup. So if your server's going down all the time, that's a problem. You should probably fix that. If you see a wave of Googlebot crawling and an increase and then a decrease in your log files, it's probably Googlebot actually testing your server capacity. Google also explained that excluded URLs in Google Search Console reports are URLs that Google hasn't found valuable. And network requests made during the rendering phase can also impact your crawl budget. So that means any sort of JavaScript rendering stuff. To solve for this, you should allow Googlebot to cache your resources. And FYI, if your API calls are not GET requests, then Google can't cache them, and that's going to impact your crawl budget too. They want to try to cache as aggressively as possible, and they might ignore any caching headers you have in place. Now, related to your flaky server setup, if that's something you're facing, Gary Iles provided clarification in a tweet that basically says that if you notice that certain pages are taking a lot of CPU, you probably should fix that. It could negatively impact your crawling, indexing, and ranking from Google. So that's your tip for today. If you haven't watched that video, SEO myth-busting video, I'd encourage you to check it out. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.